David, moments after today's game, what's your thoughts on today's 2-1 win here in Warren Point?
Thank God it's over. It was one of them games, and again, it was a hard one to go in at half-time. Even at the end, you can talk about coaching points and shape and setup and whatever else. I think the pitch and sort of dictated what way. Sometimes it's basically off-the-cuff stuff at times. We found that in the second half. You make the change, probably, you know, obviously Jordan coming on gave us a little bit of a spark. E2 going off with an injury. You know, it's never easy to change in game because you don't sort of plan. You have things in your head for about 60, 70 minutes with different scenarios and different games and different scorelines and whatever else, but you don't really plan for too many changes, certainly in the first half. We had the injury in the second half to Stevie Fallon. Jordan come on, fair play to him. He wanted to come on and put a marker down, which he did, thankfully. I had a little stir over at me, which is great. Again, I understand there's frustration and disappointment when people haven't played or they're not in the starting 11. And he had a point to prove and he came on and scored. Stevie coming off again with a niggle, which is disappointing. There's one or two with Andy Clark missing out, who was named in the 18, missing out beforehand. So we're getting to that stage now where these boys are putting so much into it, effort. But one thing again that I certainly can never do, and hopefully others can't, is their work rate, their effort, their desire. And we found a way to win today, and better late than never, as people say. I thought we were never going to score. Jamie probably should have scored, and I think Ethan probably should have scored off the line earlier in the second half. We didn't, but great credit to the players, they kept going.
That shows how strong this league is. At 1 point, bottom of the league, 12 points, a good bit away from safety, and yet that was so hard today, wasn't it?
It was, and we knew that. I knew that, and I come and watched. I come down, and I made it my business to come down. I wanted to watch them on Tuesday night to get a feel for the place, to get a feel for Warren Point. And they were so disappointingly poor. Barry called them out after in terms of their performance. Again, credit to Warren Point, credit to Barry. They got a reaction today. It was a tough game on a tough surface and a tight pitch. There was a good atmosphere. There was a good crowd down here today. And say the most important thing at this stage is trying to find a way. And Ethan does what Ethan does.
It's a massive 3 points in the context of our season, wherever it ends up. But for Ethan, he scored a late equaliser at Solitude. He got a late winner against the Crews. He's got a late winner here today. Not a bad signing in January, was he?
Yeah, again, Ethan, you know, Ethan was the first to admit it when he came at the end. It probably wasn't his most effective games in terms of his own quality. But a young boy learning his way. He's still young, learning the way we want him to play, getting used to the dressing room, whatever else. But the boys have, I've said this before, the boys love him in and around him. He's got a fantastic attitude. He was probably cramping up a little bit. It didn't help today with obviously Chris McKee being away. We were limited, Andy Clark going off, so we were limited in terms of other centre forwards coming on today. But brilliant header. He does that. He should have scored, probably one in the second half, and he'll be the first to admit that. But again, for Ethan coming in, learning the Linfield way, learning the way the dressing room is, learning that we never give up. Whether you're getting beat or you're drawn in the 92nd, 93rd minute, and pops up with a, which hopefully will prove a big goal going forward.
Those are the great qualities you want to instill in this new Linfield team. That character, resilience, finding a way, never say die. Those are great characteristics to have in a new emerging young Linfield team.
Yeah, any winning team, any team that's ever been successful in leagues or cups or whatever else, always have that edge to them in the final whistle. And you always sort of seen the top teams always score goals later on, and that's not lucky. That's not by fluke and people sort of talking about or lucky Linfield except for him whatever else. That's because, to be fair to the players, they kept going, they kept trying to find a way. And when a set play comes in, you're hoping. There was one, and I think it was the one before, actually, initially just before it, that it hooked up into the air, and I'm thinking, could somebody flick that in or whatever else. We got the next corner and then we scored from. So these boys are still learning. But they're learning quickly. They're learning in a way that we know that we need to keep going to the final whistle, and say credit to the players, credit to Warren Point today, absolute credit. And again, it does look as if they're struggling this year in terms of sort of staying up. So much respect for Barry and the job and everything that they try and do down here, being such a small sort of provincial club. So you know, I wish them well going forward, and I know, speaking to Barry after, that, you know, they wish us well also going forward.
You'd love to have an Irish Cup semi-final to look forward to next Saturday, so it's 2 weeks until the next game. We're now into the split, and it's 2 weeks away, and there's a lot of stuff to do before that. What do you do for the next 2 weeks?
You know, the players are prepared. You know, they'll have a few days off after today. I did think we did look a wee bit jaded, sort of towards the middle to the end of the game today. So we'll recover, we'll recoup, we'll refocus in terms of the split game when we arrive at Solitude. So they'll have a few days off, but you know, we'll prepare as professional as we can and as organised as we can to go and face a tough game now at Solitude.
It's all about keeping the focus now, isn't it, going into the split with a 2 week break, going into a massive Solitude game, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I spoke after the game at the Oval when you know, we lost. It was a game that I didn't feel that we should have lost. We found a way to lose that night, but we wanted to maximise the points that we got coming into the split. And I said if we got maximised, or if we maximised the points, we could go in with some sort of advantage, which we are going to now. It may be a small advantage, but we're putting ourselves in with a shout. There's still a lot of games to play. And so I think one of the journalists asked me as I walked over to speak to you there, is, you know, it's sometimes it's not healthy for you. It's on the sideline with the supporters and, you know, the board and, you know, the staff and the players and whatever else. So you see the emotion, you know, it's draining out of you, the hope, and whatever. It's the hope that probably tortures you and kills you at times. But you know, manage a team that has that edge and hunger to keep going to the final whistle, you know, I'll take that as a manager of this football club.
It was certainly nerve-wracking here today. 94th minute winner. Even when the one bounced and went over the bar, I mean, we went through all the emotions here today, but all's well that ends well. Well, yeah. Done, David. Enjoy whatever you're going to be doing for the next 2 weeks.
Thanks.
And we'll meet again at Solitude. Absolutely. In a fortnight.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Alan.